Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey Tim, how you doing?
Doing well, David. How about you?
I'm doing great, my friend. We've got episode 43. We're going to talk about how to troubleshoot a WordPress issue. Oh no, my site's crashed. Ah, what do I do?
Yes. And it's going to happen, whether it's your own site, a client's site, you're going to run into all kinds of different issues. And there's no easy fix that's going to work for everything. It's all about kind of going through the troubleshooting steps and isolating the issue and so forth.
You bet. So why don't you get us started off today, Tim, on how to troubleshoot a WordPress issue?
Yes, definitely. So the first step is retrace your steps. And what I mean by that is, what did you do for that problem to start? You know, did you just install a new plugin? Did you paste in a snippet of code into the functions file? Kind of go through, what did I do to make this problem happen, and start undoing it.
Yes, that's a very, very good point. The next thing that you're going to want to do after you've done that process is you're going to want to start looking at plugins. You know, did you do some updates? Did you recently do an update? Could it have caused your site to crash as well? You know, and start turning off plugins one at a time. See if it fixes the issue. If it fixes the issue, reactivate each plugin one at a time until the problem occurs again. And once you figure out that it's a plugin conflict and stuff, you can reach out to the plugin manufacturer or what, Tim?
Yeah. So if it is that plugin, then yeah, reach out. If it's a premium plugin, reach out for support. Free plugins sometimes have good support, but I wouldn't count on it. And if you can't get any support or there's no fix in the works, then start looking for another plugin that will do the trick. And one thing I wanted to mention is, I mean, this is what my full-time support person does with my product business. These are the steps that she walks through. I know David's support person does the same thing. And so these are like just kind of a great go-to steps to start troubleshooting. And one thing I want to say that I do a little differently is I uninstall all the plugins at once and see if that fixes it, and then reactivate each plugin one at a time. And then if that doesn't fix it, then is there any code in the functions.php file? So a lot of times, if you're trying to add some functionality, you'll come across a blog post that says, oh, just copy and paste this into your child themes functions.php file, and then you forget about it or whatever. You know, start looking at those types of things. And yeah, what's next,
yeah,
David?
Yeah, if you add any code, check it out. Next thing you're going to want to try is just try a different theme, you know. We always keep a copy of the default WordPress, whichever one is the latest theme. So this year it's 2017, which is for WordPress. We keep that in the dashboard in the event that we run into some issues. We'll switch themes and we'll see if the site comes up, and it's that'll let us know if it's a theme issue or a conflict with the theme. So try switching themes and see if that works.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And I like exactly what you said, David, one of the default themes, because they're very, very lightweight. And so it's kind of like a very base structure. And so you can see right away if it's the code in a theme or not, because the default theme doesn't have much code. It's very basic.
Next.
Yeah, the next thing on the list, and this would really only affect different types of issues, but you can change the permalinks and then change them back. The permalinks is the URL structure, and so the default WordPress permalink is very ugly. It's like has the post ID and it's question marks and all kinds of things. So most people use the post name permalink structure, which has the name of the page or the post, very SEO friendly. And it looks, it's easy to read for users too. They can see what the page is just by looking at the URL. And sometimes different issues can cause things. And if you simply change permalinks back to default and then change it, and then see if it fixes the issue. And if it does, and then try changing back to post name or whatever, if you use a different structure. And then, yeah, usually just changing it back can solve different issues.
Awesome. And the last thing on our list is what I like to call the WordPress 911. Start Googling it. If you do not belong to any WordPress Facebook groups or forums, I highly recommend that you join them. WordPress community is well known for being very, very helpful. And there are some extremely intelligent, amazing people around the world that are part of these Facebook groups, WordPress forums, even blog posts. You know, Google it. Google your problem. WordPress is the number one CMS in the world. There's a lot of data out there. And I guarantee you, if you're experiencing a problem, it's probably been experienced by someone else. Yeah. And you can find a solution for it.
Yeah. And it's amazing. Yeah. Like you said, David, Facebook groups and forums and stuff, brilliant people, how willing they are to go out of their way to, you know, help someone troubleshoot an issue. And so, yeah, it can be a great way to figure out whatever the issue is without having to hire someone and spend an arm and a leg.
Right. Well, we hope this helps you with troubleshooting future WordPress issues. I think that's all I've got, Tim. You got anything else?
No, I think that's covers the basis. And awesome. Then obviously Google is a never-ending source of knowledge for people to look to after that.
You bet. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Head on over to wpthepodcast.com. Check out the show notes for episode 43. We'll have a list of these things that we've talked about today. If you like this podcast and you want other people to find it because you think we're super awesome, give us a thumbs up, subscribe to our channel, subscribe on iTunes, and if you're really, really feeling, you know, like you really love us, we would really appreciate a 5-star review.
Yes.
That really helps other people find us as well. So until we see you tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.